The reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 28 to 35, and it's found on page 1026 of the Church Bibles. And I have a helper. The angel went to her and said,
"Greetings, you are highly favoured, the Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this must be. But the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary will have you found favour with God. You will be a child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and who will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
"How can this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born and called the Son of God."
Thanks be to God.
I'm really excited this morning because I think I've made a discovery. I found this big old book in the back of the church. It's pretty big, isn't it? Have you ever seen a book this big? No, I haven't seen a book this big. And it's very, very old. Can anyone tell me how old this book might be? 100 years? Any other guesses? Anything? How old? 12? That's a very old book, but not quite. Anything else? Any other ones? 50? Older? 75? Well, this particular edition is from the 1980s, but the actual book is more than 3,000 years old. It's very old. Can you imagine anything else that might be about 3,000 years old? No, not even Keith Nurse is that old. Sorry. Apologies, Keith. It's a very, very old book, and I think I've made a discovery. It's so big that I can't even open it. I think I've made a discovery because I've been looking all the way through it, because I was asking myself the question, what is God like? What is God like? And I thought maybe this book will have the answer. And there's lots of stuff about God in this book, believe it or not. There's a whole heap of stuff from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. And it's really funny, but I might need some help explaining it. So I need my friend Jonah to come up and help me. Everyone say hello, Jonah. Excellent. Jonah, say hello to the people. Excellent. Wonderful. So this is my friend Jonah. And actually, I need another volunteer. I wonder, Amy, would you like to come and help me? Excellent. Up you come. Fantastic. Amy, you get the privilege today of acting as God. Are you excited? Yeah? Because we want to know what you're like. We want to understand what God is like. So Amy's going to help us figure that out. And Jonah, you're going to be humanity. Are you ready? You represent the entirety of the human race. Great. Things are looking good already, aren't they? So in the beginning of the world, God creates humanity. Excellent. Great. Oh, is that... That was you being created. Excellent. And God loved humanity when he made humanity. So, you know, that's it. And at the beginning, things looked really, really good. And humanity loved God back as well, didn't you? There we go. Excellent. Lovely. Lovely. And it was great and it was lovely. But then, you see, humanity decided that he wanted to rebel. Yeah, excellent. And you see, so this thing called sin comes into the world, and you know, some people think that God, when humanity rebelled, some people think that God turned his face away from humanity, that's it, and thought, I don't want anything to do with them anymore. See, some people think that God now doesn't care about humans, and so in lots of old religions, older than Jesus, humans thought that they had to try and please God in lots of different ways, and so they would do things like sacrifice each other, like that. That's bad. No, and God is, and people thought that maybe if that happened, then God would come back and you know, give them good crops. Give them good crops. Yeah. Excellent. Was that you creating something? Yeah, it was you being happy. Okay. Excellent. Have you been going to theatre club?
No.
No. So, but way too advanced. Okay. But that's not what God is actually like. I don't think that's what God is like. I don't think God ever did turn his face away from humanity. You see, I think humans turned their face away from God. And you know, I think God spent the rest of this book showing them that he was really interested in pursuing them. So God, pursue humanity. Go on, pursue them. Excellent. So what we've got all the prophets that come about. That's it. And we've got keep going. That's it. We've got the prophets. We've got messages from God. We've got Moses. We've got Jonah, literally. We've got Noah. We've got all of these different places where God is trying to pursue humanity and trying to say, hey, look at me. I'm over here and I love you. And humans keep turning their back away. Maybe they might look at God for a little bit and kind of go, maybe I could. No, yeah, that's good. Maybe you don't need to go to theatre club. That's great. And so this goes on for a long time. But you see, God, you can stand still now. But you see, God does not ever change his mind. God does not ever change his mind. God always, always pursues humanity because God loves us, don't you, God? Excellent, good. And so this is where we get to this point in the story where something amazing happens. And God says, I will pursue them. I'm going to follow them all the way from heaven where they think I am to the earth to show them that I'm with them. To show them that I'm with them. And so God sends his angel Gabriel to Mary. We might need a Mary. I think we're just going to, yeah, come on, up you get. Come on, Mary. So God sends his angel Gabriel to Mary, and Mary says...
Yes.
Mary says yes. Excellent. Mary says yes. And so something really spectacular happens, because we have humanity here. And then God now, all of a sudden, God is in the picture. Mary says yes, and now God is here with us. No longer do we see God as far away and distant, but now God is in the belly of Mary. Isn't that a crazy idea? Sorry, Mary. Isn't that a crazy idea? That God is now in the belly of Mary. You see, the God who created the heavens and the earth, who created all things, who is all powerful and almighty, and who holds all of the dominion and all the thrones in the earth, who no one could stand against, that God, who's massive, who's huge, who's powerful and strong, is now in the belly of Mary. What is going on? What?
It's actually the womb.
It's actually the womb. Yeah, but some people here haven't got to that year seven bit yet. Yeah? Yeah. Where's LVA? Oh, there they are. Yeah, it would be the womb. and that big, great God is now in Mary's belly, and he's with us. You see, for ages and ages, we thought that God was far away. Go away, God. Go be far. excellent. We thought that God was far. We thought that God was in a different dimension and that we had to do things to please him, that maybe he might turn his ear to us. And then something revolutionary happens, something amazing happens, and now this God who's all-powerful is here with us in Mary's body, who births God into the world as Jesus. Thank you, Mary. You can. Oh gosh. LVA, thank you. Excellent. And so we have God in Jesus on earth with us. And now we've seen that to show us that he's with us, he's followed us all the way from the heavens to the earth. He's pursued us from the heavens of the earth. He broke the boundary. He broke down the barrier between the heavens and the earth. But that's not the end of the story. Because Mary said yes, God is with us. Because Mary said yes, Jesus comes into the world and teaches us how to live the perfect life. And he does it. He lives the perfect life. But not only that, because you know, because humanity says no to God, God wants to be with them forever. But because humans say no, humans die. That's it. Excellent. Good job. Great. And so something really, really spectacular happens again. Because Mary says yes, and Jesus is in the world, then not only is it enough for God to follow us from the heavens to the earth, he then follows us from life into death. Because Jesus dies on the cross, bears all of the burdens of humanity, and goes and even follows us into the dead. Go on, off you go. And because he does that, because Jesus does that, because he follows us from heaven to earth in Mary, and then from the earth to the grave through the cross, he can welcome us back. He can take us out of our grave. He can pick us up. Up you come. Come on, humanity. He can pick us up out of the grave and give us that eternal life of love with him. And it's because Mary says yes. But here's the thing. The same invitation that God gives to Mary. God, would you like to go down there? Yeah? The same invitation that God gives to Mary, God gives to every single person in this room. And he says, I invite you to have me inside of you. Not in the same way, I promise. But he promises that his Holy Spirit will come into us. We will have God inside of us, and we then have the opportunity, to birth God into the world like Mary births Jesus into the world. God breaks the boundaries, he breaks the barriers, and he comes fully to be with us right here, right now, in this moment. He picks us out of our graves, not only in our at the end of our lives, but every day he picks us out of the dead places in our lives. Every day he makes us alive again. And he says, let's do that for others as well. He says, in the same way I've made you alive, I want to make everyone around you alive. And so this is a message. Because Mary says yes, we get the opportunity to say yes and bring life into all the dead places all around us. Amen. Amen. Let's thank you. Can we give a round of applause to these two? Absolute stars. Very good. See, I made a discovery in this book, and it took a few thousand years to write it. It took thousands of years for us to really get it. That God is not far away. He wants to not only be near us, he wants to be in us. He wants to be with us in everything that we do. And so if you read this book, you can find that for yourself. But there's an invitation for all of us this morning to say, yes, God, I want to do my life with you inside of me, next to me. Everything I say, I want it to be your words. Every action that I make, I want it to be what you want me to do. And if you want that this morning, then Christmas is coming early, because you get to be the point in which God comes into the world. Let's close our eyes. And if you want to be the point in which God comes into the world, if you want to say yes, like Mary said yes, and you want to bring life into all the places in your life, and you want to bring life into the places of your friends' lives and your family's lives, if you want to bring the life of God into all the dead places, would you just raise your hand up with me? And we're going to pray. Father God, we want to be your people. Not only following a God who's far away, but we want to do life with you. We want your Holy Spirit to come and live inside of us. We want you to bring life into the dead places in our hearts, and we want you to bring life into the dead places around us. We want you to be with us, and we believe from this moment that you are. You live in us, and we ask, God, that you would use us, you'd partner with us to bring life into all the spaces around us. God, I want Christmas to come early. I want it to happen inside of me, and I want it to happen now. In Jesus' name, amen.